Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I'm Roseanne, your host and guide. So today we're going to look into how we listen to our intuition. Because in working with my clients, one of the most frequently asked questions that I get is how to discern between the ego and the higher self, how to listen to our intuition. And this is not a straightforward situation because within us we have all these narratives flowing continuously within our minds. If we have a busy brain and a constant flow of ideas and thoughts, sifting through them to find what is the wisdom of the higher self amongst the many thoughts that we have floating unbidden through our minds can be really hard. It's important to understand that the inner critic, the ego, the voice that's like that constant annoying flatmate, as Michael Singer calls it, the voice that repeats the limiting beliefs, is only trying to keep you safe. Our innate nature is to be safe, so our inner voice keeps us small and limits us to the narrow road of what it knows to be within our limits. And this voice can be really insistent. It can seem like quite a controlling and judgmental voice. And it should not always be ignored. But so how do we know when to follow it and when to shove it into the back seat as we drive through our lives? We have to use our intuition. And many of us don't know when intuition is telling us something. So today I want to give you a way of connecting with the body so you know what is true for you and what is not. So let's settle into comfort. Allow yourself to be supported in whatever way suits you, sitting or lying down. And slowly and purposefully close your eyes, allowing the eyelids to be soft and relaxed, spreading across your eyes, the upper lids gently meeting the lower, and let your eyes soften and sink. Relax your forehead. It is smooth, broad, and released. And adjust your body and allow each part of you to find ease. Take your awareness all the way down into your toes and become aware of each part of your body. As you draw your attention upwards, fill your body with awareness as you would fill a vase with water. So from your feet to your ankles, your calves and shins, your knees, your thighs, front, outer, back and inner thighs. Become aware of your buttocks, your pelvis, your belly, the circle of your waist, your ribs, chest, your back body, shoulder blades, shoulders. Take your awareness down from the tips of your shoulders, down your upper arms, to your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and into the palms, to your fingers and thumbs. Then from the tips of your shoulders, become aware of your neck, your throat, your face, soft and relaxed, and your scalp, all the way up to the crown of the head. Feel into this beautiful awareness of your body. Feel the breath traveling within your body and invite a deeper breath, expanding your chest. Feel the breath come into your side ribs and your back ribs, as well as your chest. Be in your body. feel into the beautiful rhythm of breath, the constant flow of your breath. Acknowledge the energy that flows within you at every moment. Each cell communicating, each nerve charged with energy, every organ communicating and responding to your awareness, your release. Now focus your awareness into your third eye, between your eyebrows or the center of your forehead, and gaze outward through the indigo center of this place of inner knowing, the seat of your intuition. Notice what might appear as you gaze with softness through your inner eye. Feel into your intention to connect with the higher self. Intention is everything. So set your intention to listen to your intuition and the signals that it is going to give you. So from this place of a deeper awareness and connection with the body, we're going to ask our body to show us what a simple yes and a simple no feels like. Bring your awareness to your heart center, focusing your attention at this center, and ask your body now to show you what yes feels like. Carefully observe the sensations within your body. Now focus your attention once more at the heart center and ask your body to now show you what no feels like. Carefully observe the sensations within your body. Felt energy rising with the yes and falling with the no. So let's ask again. Please show strongly what a yes feels like. Now, please show strongly what a no feels like. Recognize that your body knows. It holds this information. This is your higher self, your intuition in tangible form, showing you the energy that it holds. Take a moment to feel into this once more, asking your body to show you again and noticing the sensations within. Gently bring your attention back to your third eye chakra. Gaze outward once more and notice what appears there for you. Watch without trying to see. Soften your eyes and allow your awareness to sit softly. Feel ready. Bring a deeper breath back into your body. Feel the wholeness of your body, the interconnectedness of your senses. Bring some gentle movement back to your body by bringing your palms together and rub them together briskly to create warmth, and place the heels of your hands over your eyes. Then gently tap your fingertips over your third eye and send it the message that you are aware of its power and that you will listen for its messages. And finally, bring your hands over your heart as you gently, carefully open your eyes and bring yourself back into your space. Om Shanti. Thank you for joining me today on the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I hope that this has given you a clear way of communicating with your intuition, and all it takes is a few moments to just sit, take yourself into awareness and listen, and simply ask yourself the question, whatever question it is you need answering, and allow yourself to feel into the sensations within your body. But also know that your intuition is going to speak to you in many different ways. This takes awareness and it takes intention. And if you'd like to understand this way of using your attention and using your awareness and your intention, then please get in touch. You know you can reach me at my website, chakra-way.com, where we can do a chakra reading. That's going to be a really instant gratification of understanding. The reading gives you so much detail about where you are in your body, and then I give you a whole load of information and solutions that are going to be helpful and practical for you. And then if you want to go really deep, I'm going to open up the journey again very soon. This is an amazing 7-month journey. I'm coming to the end with a batch of clients at the moment. The transformations are incredible. The progress that they've made over the months is so beautiful to see. So if you're interested in that, again, you know how to get in touch with me, chakra-way.com, and I will be back very soon. And until next time, sending you so much love. Take care now. Bye-bye.